Exclusive, Dennis Prager, Corporate Media Fear One Prageru Video Will Undo All the Leftism of Years of Public School. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 29, 2023. Prageru founder Dennis Prager told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe that the corporate media fear that 1 5-minute Prageru video will undo all the leftism taught in years of public school. Since Tennessee, Oklahoma, New Hampshire, Florida, and Texas have considered allowing teachers to use Prageru videos, every major media outlet in the United States, NPR, The New York Times, The Washington Post, have just attacked us, Prager told Marlowe at Turning Point USA's America Fest conference in Phoenix, Arizona. Our videos are 5 minutes. They fear that 1 5-minute Prageru video will undo all the leftism of 8 years of elementary school and 4 years of high school, Prager added. The Prageru founder went on to say that the corporate media also fear that if conservative speakers show up for 90 minutes on a college campus, we will undo 4 years of their left-wing indoctrination. They're right, he added. It's a legitimate fear. It is like the fear of a ship, one hole can sink a battleship. Elsewhere in the interview, Marlowe noted that one of the criticisms leveled against Prageru is that you only provide one perspective in the videos, which Marlowe said he did not accept as a premise. Given that the corporate media and institutions of higher learning also only offer one perspective. It's so ironic coming from NBC News, which, of course, offers only one perspective, Marlowe said, adding that the American university system also offers one perspective, pointing to an economics course he took while in college. The whole course was a simple Keynesian model, Marlowe said. There was no Adam Smith, there was no Thomas Sowell, there was no Milton Friedman. It was just Keynesian economics, that's it, taken as gospel. It was just one perspective. Prager reacted by saying, I don't know if 1% of American liberals heard of Thomas Sowell. The man is one of the giants of 20th-21st century thought, and they don't even know who he is, he added. We know all their giants, but they don't know one of ours. And the fact that he is black makes him even more undesirable to be known. Marlowe responded by telling Prager, on your recommendation. I consistently still read the New York Times, and this is one of the things that I know you do to keep sharp. We do this on the right. We know what they know. They don't know what we know, Prager affirmed. We read what they read. They don't read what we read. Watch the full interview below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.